recent years, the incidence of reniform nematode has increased, and it's becoming a serious problem, especially in the Mid-South area. Nematodes are the most important pathogens in cotton in the U.S., and root knot nematode is the most important, and reniform is the second most important, causing losses of 2% nationwide and an average of 7.2 in the Mid-South, the wetter areas. There are some chemicals that can be used to control them, but obviously it's expensive to apply these chemicals, and it's also damaging to the environment, as well as not being long-lasting. Crop rotation is another means to control reniform nematodes, but it's not always easy to implement it. Unfortunately, up to this date, there is no upland cotton that's resistant to reniform. However, there is some resistance in Pima cottons, and moderate and higher resistance in diploid species. The goal of this project was then to introduce reniform resistance from diploid species into tetraploid cotton. As I mentioned before, there are several accessions that have been identified as resistant to reniform nematode. For example, some accessions in Herbaceum, Thurberi, Longicalyx that you may be aware were used by a group in Texas to develop the long-ren germplasm. In this project, the goal was to use a resistant accession of Gossypium arboreum with the A genome, A2190, and cross it with a hexaploid bridging line, G371, that comes from a cross between Hirsutum and Gossypium aridum. From the many crosses done, one hybrid tetraploid was obtained that was resistant to reniform. This one plant was crossed multiple times, both as a male and a female, with an adapted line MD51, and numerous plants were obtained. These plants were tested for reniform resistance, and a variety of resistant levels were found. These plants were also silved and further crossed with MD51 to continue the line improvement. The seedlings from this progeny were screened in greenhouse tests in containers. One seed per container was planted, and a week later, 650 vermiform nematodes were introduced into each container. 2 months after that, the tests were taken down, the number of reniform nematodes quantified, and the nematode counts were standardized against the average counts of nematodes in the susceptible check, Delta Pine 16. The other phase of the project was the marker screening. For this, we used 76 individuals, the 50 most resistant plants and the 26 least resistant plants. And to increase the efficiency and decrease the cost of the molecular screening, the following strategy was taken. Two rounds of marker screenings were done. In the first round, we used 56 markers that were targeting these chromosomes, and they were chosen because work from other authors had pointed towards these chromosomes as potential sources for resistance for both root knot and reniform nematode. We indeed found association between some of the markers and two chromosomes, chromosome 11 and its homologue, chromosome 21. So for the second round of marker screening, we used 48 additional markers targeted only to these two chromosomes. All the markers are publicly available, and you can check on the sequence in the Codon marker database. And here's an example of an electropherogram of these markers and how the information was summarized. Here are the individual plants, and these are two of the markers, and you can see the size of the fragments obtained. So we did this for all the 104 SSR markers. We also used the ABI equipment and gene mapper to score the results. And I'm not going to dwell for too long on this table. Here you can see the reniform resistance classes. And across the top of the table, we have the 25 markers that had an association with reniform resistance. The body of the table contains the frequencies of the markers in those resistance classes. So there was the surprise. The goal of the project, as I said before, was to introgress resistance that we knew was in Gossypium arboreum into this tetraploid hybrid. However, it was clear when we saw the scoring of the markers that the fragments that we saw in the resistant plants, in the most resistant, with the plants with the highest resistance, were also found in the bridging line G371 and in accessions of Gossypium aridum. Here's a friendlier depiction of the results. Here I'm showing the results for seven of the markers, the ones that were the most closely associated to reniform resistance. And the first bar shows the total number of plants of those 76 that were scored for that marker. The orange bar shows the number of plants that were resistant and had the marker. And the shorty little bars show the number of plants that were susceptible and had the marker. Clearly, there's a strong association between the presence of resistance and presence of these markers. To verify these results, we genotyped all the surviving plants of that progeny. That was 198. So not just the extreme classes, but the whole progeny. And this is a similar type of figure. In this case, all the resistance classes are along the x-axis. The first bar again shows the total number of plants for that class. The white bar shows the number of plants that had the BNL 4011 marker, and the red bar BNL 2662. Again, strong association. And finally, if you remember, we sieved the progeny and to see if the resistance was still present in the next generation. 144 of these seeds were planted, as I explained before, in a greenhouse test, and they were screened for reniform resistance. And also with the same seven markers that were the most closely associated to reniform resistance. Again, once more, there was strong association of these markers to resistance. Both the reniform resistance scores and the marker data were input into JoinMap to come up with the map of the relative location of the markers and the resistance. And most of you here probably are aware that by convention in tetraploid cotton, we call the chromosomes that came from the A genome 1 to 13 and from the D genome 14 to 26. I have to tell you up front that we cannot be absolutely sure that this resistance is on chromosome 21, but we think it is. Oh, by the way, chromosome 11 and 21 then are homologous, and there are many regions that are repeated in 11 and 21. So that causes a problem to ascertain exactly where the resistance locus is. But although we are not quite sure, we think it is in chromosome 21 because the resistance came from a D genome diploid, Gossypium aridum. In conclusion, in this project, progeny from a cross between a tri-specific hybrid and an adapted line was used to map a new reniform resistance locus, which we call Reneri, reniform resistance coming from Gossypium aridum. Of the 104 markers that we used, 25 were useful and associated to Reneri, and two of them were very close, BNL3279 and 2662 mapped within 1 centimorgan of the resistance locus. We think that the resistance comes from Gossypium aridum, and it appears to be simply inherited and dominant. We expect that the markers identified by this study will be quite useful to breeders and geneticists interested in developing cultivars of reniform-resistant upland cottons. And the paper just appeared in TANG online. And we want to acknowledge then the many colleagues that made this successful project possible. With that, if I have time and you have questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Is there any questions?
Do you have any hint or indication of what the gene function might be?
We haven't explored that yet. Yes, one of them, BNL3279, is an exceptionally good marker because we can use it for one fragment marks the resistance for coming from aridum, and another fragment is a marker for longicalyx resistance. Did you have a question?
Is the reniform nematode found on related or unrelated vegetables, for example, tomatoes?
Yes. The cultures are done on tomatoes in the greenhouses, and there are some weeds that also harbor reniform nematodes. Mm. So, yeah, that aspect is also being studied in collaboration with weed scientists. Yes.
I would like to thank all the speakers, and we have 15 minutes break, and we'll resume in 3:15. At 3:15, I would like to encourage everybody to come back for a business meeting if you can. Thank you so much.
Dr. Brubaker, nice to meet you. Yeah. Your name a lot.
Well, I trust you. It's a good term. You know, I go back to years ago and Ollie Nelson.
Yeah.